Welcome to Garden Talk with your local growing experts from Booklift Gardens, where we help you grow.
Well, good morning, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs and Mona Dyer, my name's Dennis Hill, and this is Garden Talk, brought to you by Booklift Gardens, where we help you grow. And we're going to be talking
about
gardening here in Western Colorado. If you have a question or something on your mind, give us a call. The number you can reach us at is 245-1100, 245-1100. We will get you on and do our best to help you out. 245-1100. Well, it's been a little while since I've been here.
It has been.
Yeah. 6 weeks or so, a month and a half.
I think you've been missed.
You have been missed.
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have.
Not, that's not true.
It is true.
Give me a break. Oh,
no. What would you like me to break?
Yeah, right. Which arm first?
Yeah.
No, we've been goofing off, haven't we?
Yeah. Well, we.
It's the royal we. I'm talking about me.
Do you have something in your pocket, Dennis?
Yeah. Oh, we went to Maine the last 2 weeks of June and saw our oldest son and his family, our little grandson, who we hadn't seen since he was 3 weeks old, almost a year and a half ago, and so we had a great time with them, and I've just been playing hooky, I guess, aren't I?
Puttering around.
And I think you're enjoying it, perhaps.
I am. I am.
Darn
well,
guy.
Next week's going to be the last one, probably, for me.
Mm-hmm. I know, but you're on
Not for the show. Not for the show.
Yeah, we get you one more time for the show.
Yep.
And I think maybe Mona and I have been talking about how we think we can beg you every so often.
Every
to make
once
a guest
in a while,
appearance.
You probably could. You could probably do that
if
that
you're in town.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Only if you're in town or not on your bicycle.
I could do that. Oh, I had a nice ride this morning.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Went out to Mom's and had a cup of coffee.
All right.
She made some sour cherry jam.
Oh my!
Toasted
man.
An English muffin up and
sour cherry jam.
Oh, so good.
Goodness sake.
So good.
Now we're doing the crossover to Dixie
right?
Show again.
So very good. Well,
our
neighbor Janet, Patty's dear, our dear friend. When we were gone for those 2 weeks, she kept an eye on our house and watered the flower pots, and everything looked so good,
nice.
and just did such a good job. And so to thank her, we said, "Well, let's go out to dinner. We'll take you out to dinner." Mm-hmm. So we love going to Spoons. And folks, if you've never been to Spoons, you really need to be thinking about doing that. It's at Hope West at the hospice downstairs. It is wonderful. I mean, such delicious food, and it supports such a great organization.
It does.
And the food is fabulous.
Killer.
And I love
Killer.
That big covered
area. The,
there's lots of outdoor seating.
The pavilion
seating.
They've got there. Well, we went there a couple weeks ago, Friday night, had made reservations, and we walked in. It was hot, and so we said, well, we want to sit inside. And it was dark. Oh, there was some dim light. I said, it must be date
Romance.
Night at Spoons
Romance.
Or something, you know? Well, they had a power outage, and they couldn't cook anything.
Oh.
They were just dead in the water. So we went to Plan B. But so anyway, last night I said, okay, they do a little filet mignon, a little tenderloin steak that is so delicious on a little bed of sautéed greens and mushrooms. And
ooh, yum.
Oh, the baked potato, had a nice salad before that, a glass of wine. It was so wonderful.
Delicious.
Just sat and talked. It was awesome.
Wonderful.
It was awesome.
Yum.
No, that was good. So, yeah. You know, talk to Rick tonight, Steph.
Yeah. Well, we went to Enzo's last Monday night.
That was our plan B 2 weeks ago. We went to Enzo's.
Which was really, really good.
I love Enzo's, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were celebrating our 7th anniversary.
Nice.
Well,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Yeah, but Enzo's another local spot.
Yeah. No, I really do like their eggplant. I have their eggplant almost every time.
Yeah.
And
we had scampi, both of us.
Oh, that's
like scallops.
Good.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
It was really good.
Really good. Yeah.
But Yeah.
No, it was, well, we had some good seafood when we were in Maine. Our son and his family live in Portland, or in South Portland, actually, mm-hmm. which is the happening hip place.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And they have the cutest little house, 100-year-old house, that's been completely redone. I mean, it's really, really nice. And so we hit the highlights as, in terms of restaurants and stuff. Picked fresh strawberries. It was in the middle of strawberry season.
Oh, wow.
Those strawberries, Dennis, they were the size of baseballs.
They were so good.
Wow.
And so we did strawberry shortcake. I have a recipe for some. They're lemon cream biscuits.
Ooh.
So you have a little lemon rind. They're made with cream and not with butter or shortening. And little sweet, just a little, and then you put those strawberries on, a little whipped cream. No, we didn't do whipped cream. My mom came out the second week, and she helped us pick those strawberries. She says, oh no, that's not the way to do it. Get a tub of vanilla ice cream and let it sit out and partially melt.
Ooh. Oh,
and
wow.
Put that on it.
That's a great tip.
She was right.
Yes.
Well, my mom's always right. But if you're listening, Mom, you're right. Yeah.
You're always right.
Oh, my God. But those lemon cream biscuits, just that hint of lemon with the strawberries.
Yes.
But the best, I'll tell you. In South Portland, there's this iconic place. It's a little ice cream shack called Red's Dairy Freeze. Red's. I mean, it's if you Google South Portland, you know, tourist places to visit, Red's is going to be on that list. And it is. It's just this podunk little place. We went there once, and it just soft serve, and it was fine. But Liz, our daughter-in-law, Jeff's wife, she go, oh no, we got a better place. It's called Willard Scoops. Okay, all right. So, and it's about a half mile from their place, maybe 3/4 mile. So we go down there. And it's hard pack, homemade hard pack ice cream.
I guess you agreed with Liz.
Oh my gosh, we went there 2 or 3 times.
What flavors did you get?
They have, well, and it changes because they'll make a batch and until it's out. Liz's thing, and she had it the first time we went there, is thin mint. And so it's this really dark, rich chocolate ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
With tons of chunks of thin mint cookies.
Oh, my.
Girl Scout cookies, right? The thin mint, which is the best one.
I was just thinking mint ice cream.
Oh, no. This is thin mint cookies mixed in with this great chocolate ice cream.
Oh, goodness sake.
I had that, let's see, that first time I had, well, she goes, okay, before we went, she says, all right, this is a pro tip, okay? She says, you know, get a scoop, because they're generous. A scoop is loads.
Mm-hmm.
Get it in a cup. But she says, ask for if you can split the scoop. You get, you know, half a scoop of this and a half a scoop of that. She says, you'll always get more ice cream that way.
Okay. A half a scoop.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of like people coming out for a quarter yard of planting mix or something at the nursery. Anyway.
Exactly.
And so I said, okay, this is my first time here. I'd like to try. Oh, sure, you know. And she was right.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool. But they had salted caramel mixed with pecans.
Oh.
So that was half.
Okay.
The other half was Kahlua ice cream with Heath bar chunks.
Oh, no.
And you know, you get these toffee cruncher, you know, and there's a bit of toffee here, but no. This thing was just loaded with goodies.
Oh, goodness.
That thin mint
sake.
We went the next time, and they were out of thin mint. I mean, the wailing and moaning in the car on the way, I mean, from Liz and Patty. Oh, my gosh.
Man.
I mean, those two.
Heartbroken.
Life's not worth living, you know. And I got wild berry. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that
was so
that
good. This
fantastic.
Mixed berry. Oh, God. It was. We had such a good time. I mean, it really was. And spent it with 2 weeks. Normally, we would never stay that long. I mean, you know.
But it had been a long time since you
got
to visit.
It had been, almost a year and a half since we'd seen him. And so you're making up for lost time.
And there's a little boy involved.
Charlie's a pandemic baby, right? Mm-hmm. Where, you know, he's basically been, we saw him when he was 3 weeks old. But he's basically only been exposed to his parents for the last year or year and a half, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they do have a nanny up there. Mm-hmm. They both work. And and so Savannah, you know, comes in, and she loves Souza, she calls her. and or he calls her, you know, but and Jeff warned us. He says, "Hey, you know, now he's gonna cry and scream when he sees you because we are strange, scary monsters
right.
to him.
Right? He does not know you."
And so Jeff picked us up at the airport, and we got there to the house, and Charlie was out in the backyard in the sandbox with Liz there, and we walk out the back door, and he looks up and sees us and starts to cry. Okay, that's welcome to Maine. You know? Yeah, but that was okay. We expected it and stuff like that. I mean. He was at one corner, so I sat down at the very as far at the opposite corner, and he got out of the sandbox. He was like, "Ouch!" But he really warmed up.
It didn't last long.
Yeah, actually, we watched him for 4 days while Jeff and Liz worked, and even gave them a date night. Stayed, you know, put him down one night.
That's
and stuff
wonderful.
Like that. And it was good. You know, he just got comfortable with us and stuff like that. I mean, Patty, we had a plan. We knew we had kind of an uphill battle to just kind of break the ice with him and get him comfortable and stuff. And so she says, "I've got all these books and new toys and stuff. And I'm just going to sit down on the floor in the middle of the room and I'm going to play with the toys and I'm going to read this book. And before you know it, he's going to be sitting in my lap." And I said, "Honey, that sounds like a good grandma plan." Mm-hmm. Grandpa plans involve candy bars.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't do a candy bar, but I made cookies.
There you go.
Boy, they turned the trick.
Yeah. That's the deal.
They turned the trick.
And then Grandpa gets a cookie, mm-hmm. too.
Well, and just a few days, three or four days before we left, he finally said, "Grandma, Gamma."
Gamma?
And so Patty turned to me and says, "We're not leaving." That's that.
That's it.
And he would not say grandpa mm-hmm. until we FaceTime with him. A week after we got home, he's in the bathtub. Dad's giving him a bath. And so we're talking and, you know, and Jeff's going, "Okay, who am I? Dada, who's that? That's Gamma. Who's that? Gampa." So
yay.
I'm on the list.
You're
I'm
on the list, Dennis.
Just
yay.
Like Rick. I know how it feels.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
No, it is. Our younger son, Matt, and his family, they live in Idaho. We're going to see them here in a couple weeks.
Great.
Mm-hmm. They're flying into Denver. Jenny, our daughter-in-law, has a conference that she's going to. So Atwell is our grandson that they have, and he's... Well, the 2 years, 4 months, you know, something like that, 28 and 29 months old. So it'll be, and I haven't seen him since he was a little, well, wee one. And he was probably 6 months old.
So you'll be baking some more cookies? Is that what you're saying?
You're tooting right. I'm making more cookies. Ice cream sandwiches. And yes, there'll probably be Snicker bars
it's
involved.
Grandson bait.
You know? Hey, whatever it takes, right? It just doesn't matter. But it's we're looking forward to catching up with the boys and stuff like that. And, you know, we're going out to Oregon in September and... Maybe back up to Idaho in October, November, and just, you know, it's kind of catch-up time right now.
Is. Travel around,
that's
have
right.
some fun,
yep.
do
yep.
some stuff.
That's what we're planning on doing.
Good for you.
Yeah. Take some road trips next year and just relax. It's
that
nice.
That sounds like a nice plan.
It does sound like a nice plan, although I'm really not sure I see you relaxing, but.
No, you'd be surprised.
All right.
I mean, I'll tell you, literally, when we were in Maine, I did not think of Booklif at all, not even in passing for a week and a half.
That's a good thing.
It was. No. And I came back and I'm going, because normally I come back from it and my desk
His
is
desk.
Heat.
That's
it,
right.
It was clean.
Yep.
We tried. Just,
you guys, and at that point I said, "This is so good," and I felt like, "Okay, I can."
But don't
let
be
it, let
don't,
it go.
Don't be fooled, everyone, because it took probably four or five people to take care of all.
Right, just to fill in that gap.
No. But you've got those people. That's the thing. It's going to be good, you know. But I'm going to, retire mostly, I think.
Yay. Retire mostly.
It'll be good.
We have had a few customers come in and mention they miss seeing you, and they sure isn't going to be the same around here without Dennis.
No, not the same.
It's going to be better. I'll tell you, Steph, and this is truth. This is, I'm not blowing smoke. I am so confident in Book Cliff Gardens. I'm confident in you. I'm confident in Rick. But the people, Mona, everyone,
the employees.
There. Yeah, well, they're the ones doing the stuff that needs doing every day.
They are experts.
And you know, you've got Tyler to kind of overwatch the garden center and stuff like that, and he's doing a great job.
He's
unsure of himself, and you know, we were talking a few days ago, and he says, "Well, you know, would you mind if I called you in October if I have some questions?" I said,
exactly.
"No, give me a call. I'll probably be glad for the distraction."
Exactly.
He knows.
Yep.
He's worked for us for quite a long time.
He really has. What, 12 years, I think?
Something like that. Yep. Yeah.
And he kind of grew up there.
He did.
Well, he did. He has the right heart. You guys have the right heart, I think. It's true.
Thanks. And the employees, the customers.
Right. Oh, people ask, amazing. It's good to have new blood, new thinking, new perspective, because the decisions you guys have made are not some of the decisions I would have made.
Yeah.
Or you've done things that I wouldn't have, or you didn't do things that I might have, or whatever. And at first, I mean, a year and a half ago, it was kind of like...
there was a lot of that.
Because it was still me, Yeah. And I look at it and I go, no, that's good.
You and Dan told us that the first time we met you, that... we would change. You were confident that we would change some things. And...
well, I didn't mean it really, but no, I did.
No, and from a staff member's perspective, the changes have been positive. Have been good.
They pretty much always are. If there are ever changes in personnel,
what's funny about that though, when you told us that, Rick and I were like, "What would we change?" Yeah. Book Cliff Garden is a well-oiled machine.
No, but there's tweaks.
Just a few little.
Yeah, no, it's not huge things. And that's the thing, is that the basics you guys have, and you're continuing that. And so, the quality of the material or the product that's there, the service that you get, the help, the willingness, the expertise, all the professional, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't changing.
No.
It's just window dressing here, or maybe a little less there.
Yes.
You're more goats here,
less goats now. They're almost all gone.
Well, yeah, I mean, I looked at that gaggle of goats and I'm going, what are they? What? And it's like, they're, I mean, a lady.
I think there's only one left.
Hauling one out yesterday.
We have one out of, I think we started with 16. I got four in each size and we had four different sizes, and Jeanette merchandised them up by the fountain. They were like climbing the...
There was a herd.
There was a herd.
I think we only have one billy goat.
We have one.
Wow.
Yep.
Anatomically correct billy goat, I might
add.
He is.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about the horns.
Yeah. No. Huh. But anyway, we are late for our first commercial break.
That can't be right.
Well, only 4.5 minutes late. So what can I tell you? So, folks, if you've got a question, enough of us rambling on. We would love to talk to you, do our best to help you out. Give us a call if you can. The number here is 245-1100, 245-1100 with Steph Griggs and Mona Dyer. My name's Dennis Hill, and this is Garden Talk. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jamie from The Brickyard. Did you know that we now sell flooring? The newest trend in flooring products is luxury vinyl tile, or LVT. We carry many colors and styles in stock. With a beautiful display in our showroom, we can show you just how it will look inside your home. We also have a huge selection of thin brick and stone for your bedroom wall or kitchen backsplash. Come see what we have. That's The Brickyard on the Business Loop in Grand Junction or North Townsend in Montrose. Or visit us online at BrickyardColorado.com. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 3.
want to have it all? Synergy Builders invites you to experience the newest phase of their River Trail community. River Trail is the first of its kind on the Western Slope. All homes are Energy Star certified and include solar power energy system and smart home technology, along with covered patios, zero scape front yards, boat and RV storage, and access to the Colorado River and the Riverfront Trail. Come discover River Trail at 3141 D Road from Synergy Builders. Simply better, simply smarter, the Energy Star way. Call 970-248-8500 or visit SynergyBuilders.com.
Hi, I'm Laurie Rath with Snyder Grand Valley Memorials. Have you ever considered purchasing your headstone or marker ahead of time? Planning ahead of time will ensure that you get the memorial you want. It will eliminate some of the stresses during such a difficult time for your loved ones and will save money as the price of granite and marble continues to rise. Feel free to give us a call at 242-2020. Make sure to ask about our interest-free in-house financing as well as all of our domestic marble and granite options. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Alex Kubik with the Home Buyer and Sales Team at RE/MAX 4000. Bill Needham and I are excited and proud to be sponsors of this month's Western Slope Triple Play Golf Tournament to benefit Latimer House. Just as we're committed to taking the worry out of the home buying and selling process, we're also committed to supporting those who make our community a better place to live, like Hilltop's Latimer House, offering services for victims of domestic violence. If you'd like to join us in contributing to this outstanding organization, visit hilltoplatimerhouse.org.
Has the summertime increase in showers sent your water bill through the roof? I'm Danny Lepford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to enjoy those showers without breaking the bank right after this. If you're re-roofing your home, you want something that's durable, low maintenance, and of course, a value. So why not choose a quality metal roof that can last 50 plus years? Metal roofs are strong and durable, even in severe climates. And because a metal roof reduces maintenance, saves energy, and can last up to 3 times longer than other roofing, it's the definition of a great value. The Metal Roofing Alliance has created a buyer's guide that walks you through the process of buying a quality metal roof. It's available for free at metalroofing.com. In the U.S., showers account for 22% of each individual's water use, so saving here is important. The solution, low-flow shower heads. In recent years, these things have greatly improved in their performance, so there's no excuse for not using them. In fact, some of them are so good you may not even know that you have one. So before you start spending money, do this simple test. Put a 2-quart saucepan on the floor of the shower in the center of the shower stream. Then run the shower at full force and count how many seconds it takes to fill the pan. If it's less than 12, you need a low flow shower head. If 12 or more, you're in pretty good shape. The new models cost anywhere from $8 to $50 depending on the style, features, and manufacturer. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. 1 in 6 women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAIN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
The veritable plethora of apps now available is mind-blowing. But only one brings you the news and talk you love. Get the app at 1100KNZZ.com.
Welcome back to Garden Talk with your hosts from Booklift Gardens.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs and Mona Dyer, my name's Dennis Hill, and this is Garden Talk, brought to you by Booklift Gardens, where we help you grow. And we're talking about gardening here in Western Colorado. If you have a question, something bugging you, something troubling you, just a question that your crazy Uncle Jerry told you, whatever, give us a call. We'll try and help you out. The number here is 245-1100, 245-1100. We will get you on and do our best to help you out. 245-1100. You know, one thing we were talking about, stuff that's going on this time of year. Mm-hmm. And my wife, Patty, you know, we've got flower pots by the front door and off the on the back deck and stuff. And they're always so beautiful. But every year, there's usually one. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't do. And I don't know why that is, whether, you know, we're always trying different things. And mm-hmm. or you never remember what you, well, I think I did these here, there, whatever. But they just, and so we've got like maybe six pots by the front door scattered about on the walkway going up there. And five of them are gorgeous. I mean, they're, you know,
overflowing.
They're draping over the walkway.
Color
and,
everywhere.
And stuff. Yeah.
Just lovely.
But there's one that was just kind of, you know, I mean, it had a nice can in it. Uh-huh. And there was an okay zinnia, but the other things were just, you know, and bare soil and thin and stuff. And so what she did is she yanked those things out,
uh-huh.
you know, and went out to Bookcliff. I think she got 2 4-packs, 8 plants of mm-hmm. petunias. They were, you know, beautiful pink petunias, mm-hmm. and plugged those things in and instantly transformed that
Instant
thing.
Instant beauty.
Right.
And we don't think about that where, uh-huh. okay, sometimes there's a bit of trial and error going
yes.
on. And you know, we say, well, I planted it once and by golly, it should work. And there's times where you just have to say, I don't
yes.
know, but
right.
I'm fixing this.
And
right.
the thing is those 4-packs or those, the annuals have been growing in the greenhouse all this time and they're gorgeous.
They are lovely. And
yes.
they've got a nice root system going.
Yes.
You,
you can just poke them in.
You poke them into a flower pot and they just take off running.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Little bit of extra color and wham, they just take off and away they run.
No, they yeah. really do. And don't be afraid to do that, folks. Don't be afraid
and
to mix it up.
They're 30% off.
Oh, well, hey.
Annuals.
There you are.
Are 30% off?
Yes, they are.
There you are. Close, you know, so no, it just, you know, to transform it. You know, I pay attention to what's in bloom around town and stuff. And, you know, we're past the big showy spring stuff,
yes.
all the lilacs and the flowering crabs and mm-hmm. snowballs and blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah. There's still a lot of stuff going on if you know what to look for, know what to plant. But really the big thing right now that is kind of pulling its weight color-wise
uh-huh.
are our annuals, right?
Right.
I mean, you've got some pots,
right.
you know, in the yard by the door, or whatever it is,
yep.
and you've got them full of some flowering annuals, so the marigolds or petunias or moss rose or whatever
yep.
it is. Those are the things that are giving you those bright spots.
That's
of color.
Right.
right.
You look at it and you just,
that's right.
you got a smile.
Yep.
Right?
And it's immediate.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I learned that over the years, you know, when I first was gardening and stuff, I kind of poo-pooed annuals, mm-hmm. You know, oh, you got to plant them every year and it's, you know, the cost and the work and blah, 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 blah. And, but they really do carry things
the
right
color.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
no,
yeah.
They really, really do. And
do.
Now one thing that Patty and I have done, and this is, you know, obviously late to be doing it, but we put some perennials in our annual pots.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Now we have some areas that are shady, you know, that where the pots get quite a bit of shade. Actually, hot shade, but it's pretty shady. We'll use hostas.
Those are a beautiful centerpiece in a pot. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
amazing.
We don't do them for the flower, but that foliage
mm-hmm.
is gorgeous. It's
That's
such
a
great,
great
accent.
Yeah.
And heck, I think we're on our 4th year with one of them and 3rd year with another.
Yeah.
We also do coral bells,
mm-hmm.
you
uh-huh.
know, and I love those little delicate,
yes.
you know, little fine fairy-like flowers that come up. But the foliage, I mean, you know, the color and just the texture of that.
They're exquisite.
They're beautiful. And so it just, it cuts down a little bit on the amount of annual stuff that we got to do. And so it works pretty well.
You were mentioning about what's in flower right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. On the drive over here to the station,
mm-hmm.
the hardy hibiscus
oh,
right now
they're gorgeous.
Are absolutely
they are.
Incredible.
They are.
They are blooming everywhere
they
right
are,
now.
Aren't they?
Everywhere.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. Now,
they're beautiful.
You see those. I mean, they're a fairly substantial plant. Oh, 1.5 to 3 feet high, something in there, with these huge dinner plate size round flowers.
Yes.
Pink,
them.
Red, white,
oh.
blends, red and white.
Good
I, you know.
Grief.
And we used to call them Southern Bell
mm-hmm.
hibiscus or hardy hibiscus, perennial hibiscus. We call them rose mallows now. And these new varieties that we've been playing with the last
Goodness
three
sake.
Years or so. I mean, they are gorgeous. Patty and I have a couple of them. We have one, Starry Starry Nights, which I love. This is its 3rd year. Oh, my gosh. This thing is just,
yeah.
whoa.
It's magnificent.
Yeah. They are
showstoppers.
Cool.
Yeah.
They are really cool. We've got Steve on line one. We probably ought to be polite and talk to him since we beg people to call him. So let's do that. Hey, Steve, how you doing? Steve, you there?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Steve, good morning. What can we do for you?
My lawn has a really bad case of spurge. And I went out to your shop the other day and talked with a really nice woman, and she told me what to get and how to use it. And so I sprayed this morning, but I have two questions. When should I start to see some results from that? Mm-hmm. And is there a point when you just say it's beyond help?
All right, so you should start seeing a little bit of browning out of that spurge here within probably 3 or 4 days. It's going to start to brown out. And never say never as far as giving up on the spurge. And getting that weed-free zone. I'm assuming that it was weed-free zone that you took home. The weed-free zone is going to do a great job knocking the spurge down, but understand that spurge drops a bazillion seeds. So you will have killed off this flush of spurge that's up now, but here in maybe a couple of weeks, you may see another flush of it from the seeds that have been dropped down in the lawn previously. So I would recommend that you spray 2, maybe 3 times over the course of maybe a 6-week period. That should do a good job of killing off the spurge that's inundated your lawn for right now. The next thing that will work really well for you is next spring, long about, let's say, the latter part of April, maybe even as early as the end of March, put pre-emergent down on that lawn. That will keep, that will keep the seeds of the spurge that may still be laying in wait. Mm-hmm. That'll keep those seeds from being able to germinate. So if you do a good job with weed-free zone now, and then next spring follow up with pre-emergent, you'll be in really good shape next year to have that stuff keep from bouncing back on you.
Okay, great. So if I don't see it browning out, say in a week or so, then I should spray it again.
Well, you should see it start to brown out, but I would go ahead and plan on spraying it again in a week to 10 days.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. Okay. No, and seriously, Steve, do that pre-emergent next spring. Patty and I have been doing that in our yard, and we were in the same boat. I mean, where it's like overnight, that nice bluegrass lawn turned to a spurge lawn. I mean, it's like, whoa.
Yes.
And we've been putting that out. It saves us so much work in our beds and gravel areas and in the lawn. And it doesn't get 100% of them. It only gets about 97% of them. And I have a few, but doggone, compared to what it used to be, it is awesome. Right. It's great.
Okay. All right. One more thing now. I had a neighbor that has that pampas grass, and I'm seeing a bunch of that in my lawn also.
Yeah.
Is there anything that I can do with that, or just keep mowing it low?
Yeah, that one's harder. Because it's perennial. It's hardy. It'll live year to year. You know, it'll form a clump and just get bigger every year. And so we have nothing, no, there's no spray that will kill that without killing your grass. And so some of the ornamental grasses do that. It's usually not that common. I have a dwarf fountain grass that does that. And what I'll do, if it's just here and there, I'll do a little spot spray with Killzone. Roundup or glyphosate. And I'll have a dead spot in the lawn, but if it's small, the grass will fill in or whatever, or even dig it up. I mean, the thing about these ornamental grass, the pampas grass and that dwarf fountain grass, those, I mean, the roots of those things are made of steel cables, titanium, and Kevlar. Okay.
For sure.
Yep.
I mean, they are tough and wiry, and this ain't something you're pulling up. You got to dig it, and so you could do that too, and so either way. I found that it's better to jump on it early instead of just hoping that it goes away, because it won't. It'll only get worse. And then I've had to do this in the past where I've just had to spray a little corner, kill the whole thing, and then I'm patching in some sod or something like that. But I can usually avoid the re-sodding or seeding if I catch it early, you know.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yep. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Steve. Hey, thanks for calling, buddy.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, we are. Hey, Don, you're on hold, and we're going to get to you, but we got to get our commercials out of the way. We're up against it again. So please hang on. We'll get you first up. And anyone else out there, if you've got a question or something on your mind, give us a call. We'd love to try and help you out. The number here is 245 1100 245-1100 with Steph Griggs and Mona Dyer. My name's Dennis Hill, and this is Garden Talk. We'll be right back.
Sean Moon here with River City Real Estate. I know that the market right now is ridiculous. Inventory levels are low and it's a seller's market. The fear that you won't be able to find a replacement home is real. If I have to go out and knock on doors to find you a home, I will do that. Don't forget, we have new construction that allows you to have a home in place before you sell yours. There are lots of options out there for you. Don't let fear stop you from selling or buying a home right now. 970-260-9948. Call me right now.
Thank you, Grand Valley Import Owners. Because of your support over the past 7 years, Alpine Auto House is expanding again to a new, bigger, and better location. Western Colorado's premier service center for European and Asian vehicles, Alpine Auto House is adding 4,200 square feet and 7 new service bays to provide you an unmatched customer experience and help you better maintain and repair your automotive investment. Alpine Auto House, still next to Sam's Club, now across from Pro Powder Coating on Bogart Lane. Call 248-8000.
Are you in need of a primary care provider? Community Hospital has an extensive primary care network with several providers accepting new patients. We have 6 locations in the Grand Valley to better serve you and your family. Our goal is to provide the very best health care possible. We offer a full range of primary care services for the entire family, including adult care, infants, pediatrics and adolescents, senior care, and same-day acute care appointments. If you or someone you know is looking for a primary care provider, we've got you covered. Call us today at 263-2600.
Did you know Western Colorado has 5 seasons? Winter, spring, summer, fall, and road construction season. If you've fallen victim to one of the rocks off the road, come see us at the Glass Brokerage. If you catch a rock chip soon enough, we can save you lots of time and money just by doing a rock chip repair as opposed to a whole new windshield replacement. It's quick, it's easy, and we could even bill your insurance for it. Give us a call at 24BROKE. That's 24BROKE.
Brokerage. The Springworks would like to say thanks for your patience as we all work through these unprecedented times. Increased demand and part shortages are slowing them down, but they're working hard to get everyone in. For the do-it-yourselfer, they're here with the parts and expert advice you need. The Springworks, 555 West Gunnison or thespringworksgj.com.
The Springworks.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Chance of thunderstorms, breezy, partly cloudy overnight. Grand Junction, 68. Montrose, 60. Mostly sunny tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms, 94. Still a chance on Monday, 95.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
What does a school bell bring to mind? The day's end? Or the end of school entirely?
as in kids dropping out. At Communities in Schools, we're helping at-risk students whose ability to show up for school is jeopardized by hardships.
They've always had my back. They've always done anything to help me.
Anytime I needed support, they were there.
We work in schools to help kids stay in school.
Communities in Schools never gave up on me. They told me I can do it, and I did it.
See how we help all students succeed at communitiesinschools.org.
Getting It Right with Rick Wagner, Saturdays at noon on 1100 KNZZ and 92.7 FM.
Welcome back to Garden Talk with your hosts from Booklift Gardens. Call us with your gardening questions at 245-1100. That's 245-1100.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs and Mona Dyer, my name's Dennis Hill, and this is Garden Talk, brought to you by Booklift Gardens, where we help you grow. And we're talking about gardening here in Western Colorado. If you have a question, something on your mind, we got about 10 minutes to go. The number you can reach us at is 245-1100, 245-1100. We will get you on and do our best to help you out. But let us get to Don. First up, he has been hanging on hold for a very long time. Don, good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm doing good. Those gals have been doing an awful good job on this Saturday morning radio station.
I am not surprised at all.
Don, aren't
not
you kind?
Surprised at all.
I was just thinking it's good to hear your voice, and I thought, well, we get a little more bass and a little less treble. And,
yeah, us girls have the gift of gab.
Anyway, boy, it's been a hot summer, but on my tomatoes, I don't have that many, and I elected this year not to kill weeds, so. I made dishwasher-sized tubs of holes in the ground and amended the soil, and I'm trickle-irrigating them, and the tomatoes are looking good and blooming a bunch, but they aren't setting on. I don't blame them. As hot as it is, I wouldn't set on either, but anyway.
Yeah, and that's usually the reason. I mean, there's a temperature range where flowers will fertilize, where the ovary will fertilize and fruit will develop. And if it's too cold, it won't happen. But also, if it's too hot, it won't happen either. Most people will continue to get them as the plants get bigger. The flowers that are kind of down on the inside, they get more shade. It's a little cooler down in there, a little more humid. Those things will usually, but the ones on the outsides often, you know, they're falling off. Now, there are blossom set products. I think we sell one or two of them at the store. It's a hormone that it helps when the pollen grain lands on the receptacle of the stigma. I'm talking botanic, aren't I?
You are.
But the pollen grain germinates, has to grow down to the ovary where it fertilizes the egg. And what this hormone does is it speeds up that growth because the clock's ticking. And if it doesn't fertilize the egg before the alarm goes off, then the flower drops off. And so this is just a little extra insurance sometimes. And so we do. We end up selling a lot of it through the summertime. Some people think it's snake oil, but I think it does help. But not.
It's like a bloom set.
That's exactly what it is.
Anyway.
Yeah, same idea. It just speeds things up a little bit. It doesn't make a huge difference, but sometimes enough.
I had a little early girl that was in a pot and that I'd just gotten, and I put it in a bigger pot and changed it, and I tried to protect it because I can move it into the shade and stuff, but. It's got quite a few little tomatoes on them, but they get about the size of an English walnut, then they turn yellow one day and red the next, and I pop them off and eat them, but it ain't...
Wow, that ain't exactly an early one. Yeah.
My sister back in Missouri says, golly, I got them as pretty big as grapefruit on early girls, and I said, you must be doing something I'm not. good old Northwest Missouri loam.
Right. That doesn't hurt either, you know, a little humidity, some nice rain.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And she tells me, well, we got 2.5 inches of rain yesterday, and it's raining right now.
Oh, man.
I don't know if we got
that much rain, everybody's trying to get drunk. So anyway, Okay. I tell you, the little old zucchinis and the summer squash, boy, the big old yellow blossoms, they don't have any trouble finding them.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah.
That is the truth.
I set them out in a circle because I thought most of them would die since I split the roots off, and you believe all of them lived?
Oh, man. Good for you.
Yeah, and I thought, well, I ought to get the tile and spade and make this easy, but I didn't. Anyway, I'll get some of that bloom set. My kids are getting ready for the tomatoes. So I kind of got them out late.
There you go.
Appreciate talking to you.
All right, yeah. Don. Hey, it's nice. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Oh, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
More bass, awesome. Less trouble.
That's more right. Bass, less trouble.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Whoa.
You know, talking about stuff in the yard, and I harp on this a lot, but I'm going to harp on it some more because it really matters, is deadheading.
Yep, mm-hmm. Got a deadhead. If you want pretty flowers, pretty annual flowers, you really need to deadhead.
Oh. Yeah.
If you want pretty roses, you really need to deadhead.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. That's right.
Need to do it.
I mean, there's even some perennials where you can get more blooms. Most perennials, you get one and done, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm a lazy gardener, okay? I've admitted that plenty in the past. I'll admit it very freely now. I mean, I know there's stuff to do in the yard, and I'll do it, but I'll do it as fast and down and dirty as I can, you know. I'm not out there, you know, tripping through the tulips.
Let's get it done. Know? Don't embroider it.
Get her done.
Get her
That's
done.
Right. Yeah. And so, I mean, I'll usually, my roses, I'm deadheading with head shears.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not, you know, snip here, five leaflet leaf in a pig's eye. I mean, I'm just zipping, zopping, kind of evening the plant back up. Because sometimes they get a little, out of whack. And it doesn't matter. Man, in three or four weeks, here they come.
I've heard Mona does that with petunias.
I do.
Just zoom.
Zoom.
Yeah,
Haircut.
Grab a handful and cut. Grab a handful and cut.
Chop it off of there.
We have a lavender in our yard called Thumbelina Lee. It's a little dwarf one. And a lot of these newer varieties, I deadheaded that one. You know, gosh, it was so beautiful. I mean, for 2 weeks before we left, and it was just kind of petering out when we got home. And so last week I went out there, and I deadheaded it. And this thing, this one plant, is probably close to 3 feet in diameter.
Huge,
I mean, it's a nice big plant. And so it took, you know, a lot of handfuls and just had a can out there and throwing them away. And
smells so good.
It does.
Yeah, well, there was that. But that thing will be in bloom in another month.
Yes.
It'll be in bloom again.
Wow, you'll get a second one.
I will get a second bloom out of that.
It'll
the newer varieties,
again.
Phenomenal will do that. There's a number of them. Buena Vista will do that. Hidcote, Munstead, maybe, but maybe not.
Mine will bloom.
Okay.
And they've been in the ground. My plants are probably 10 years old.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Because I just harvested my lavender last week because I knew I couldn't wait any longer.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
No. Yeah.
Because then you take the color away. I still like the leaves.
And the fragrance and stuff like that. But, you know, that's what I've been doing is just going out there. You know, I've got more time. I'm not going into the office nearly as much as I used to. And I'm rediscovering gardening. I mean, you know.
It's fun.
It is therapy. It is. And it's hot. You know, my idea of fun is not being out there at 3:30 in the afternoon on a 100-degree day.
That is not fun.
I was
going
to say,
fun.
You kind of have to be quick around here.
That's right.
Because you got to go out first thing in the morning.
Well, I go out and I'll spend half an hour, 45, maybe an hour, and I'm done. And it's amazing the progress I make. Mm-hmm. You know, I went out yesterday morning, sauntered into work at 10 o'clock, fashionably late, and I sprayed, I put Weed Free Zone out on the lawn because
You've been listening to Garden Talk with your local growing experts from
bindweed, you know, like crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm
the old persistent bindweed.
The pretty white flowers.
No, it's not. It is not. It is not.
Not pretty at all.
I hit it hard about a month ago. And probably two-thirds of it, maybe three-fourths, has not come back.
Good.
But there's some that has. And this is typical of Weed-Free Zone, of any of them, really, although Weed-Free Zone works the best, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to continue to kick it while it's there.
And you will continue to invite it to leave.
Persistent.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Anyway, we are out of time. It has been fun, folks. Hey, come on out and see us at Bookleaf Gardens. You can't believe the produce. We have sweet corn.
It's beautiful.
I saw peaches yesterday.
Yes, peaches.
We have grown in the dirt tomatoes, the real deal,
not the
greenhouse
That's
ones.
Right. That's
I mean, there's so much.
Yes.
Easy to find, North First Street at I-7.